Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Siman Shin Lamed Ches. We are up to Siv Ches. Second to last line on page Kuf Pei Hei. We're about to turn on to page 370. The Mechaber says in Siv Ches, Mutar li tein kli tachas hadelath b'Shabbos. You're allowed to place a vessel underneath a drip from the roof on Shabbos. In this malay, and if the kli fills up, shovcho, you could pour it out, umachziru lumakomo, and return it to its place. However, the mechaber makes one stipulation: v'hu shi'ehei hadelef roilu rechitza. It has to be the water that you're catching from the drip is fit for washing. Avol im eino roi, if it's not fit for washing, oser mishum she'ein osin graf shel ri'ila chadchila, then it's forbidden to put the kli there to catch the water, because then you would be making a graf shel ri'i. You're going to have disgusting water falling into the kli to move it away, and you're not allowed to make a graf shel ri'ila chadchila. However, v'nosan kli tachas delav she'ein ro'ilu rechitza, you're not supposed to do it, but if you did it, and you put a kli under the drip where the water is not fit for rechitza, so mutter l'taltalo b'mayim ha'ma'usim shebo, you would be allowed to move the kli with the disgusting water that is in it. So although you were not allowed to do this l'chachila, but once you did it, you are allowed to move it, midin graf shel ri'i. So says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Chavtes, you are allowed to place a kli tachas hadelef, shedolef derech hatikra v'kayose bazeh, that water is dripping through from the roof or something similar. Again, we said as long as the water is fit for rechitza, sif katan lamid, de'ein ala matar hayoreit shem muktza onolad. If the water is fit for rechitza, so then the rain that's coming in is not going to be muktzah or nolad. V'yochol l'shtoso olirchos mimenu, and you'll be able to use it to drink or to wash from it. V'hu adinim hu roi rak l'shtias behema. It doesn't have to be that a person would drink from it or a person would wash from it. It could even be that it's fit for an animal to drink from. However, if it is not roi for any of these things, you are not allowed to place the kli there, says the Mishnah Berurah Lamed Aleph, osur mishum she'ein pirish. Ein osin davar she'imais. You can't place something in a situation where it's going to get mius. Al semech she'yeh mutter achagach lo'otzio k'graf shel ri'i. Relying on the fact that you'll be allowed to move it afterwards when it becomes a graf shel ri'i. V'im afilu yisratzeh she'yishar kach. And even if you decide that you want to leave it there, so you don't want to tap into the heter of moving a graf shel ri'i, v'lo yizizenu mimekomo, you're not going to move it from its place, gam kein aser, it is still aser to put the kli there, kemo shekasav ha-poskim, like the poskim right, v'ayim bir halacha, and that is because you are not allowed to mevatel a kli me'echeno, you're not allowed to cancel out a kli from its intended use. So if the kli is not mukta, you put it under a drip of dirty water, that water is going to make the kli unable to be moved, that's the iser of mevatel kli me'echeno. So we're saying, even though you normally would be allowed to move it mitzad a graf shel ri'i, you can't do it for that purpose, but if you decide you're not going to move it anyway, there's another iser that you have over here, and that is mimavat l'kli me'echeno. We'll see the bir halacha in a moment. Sef katan lamebez, if you moved it there and it became a graf shel ri'i, you did the wrong thing, you're still allowed to move it. Hainu af kodem shenismale, you're allowed to move it even before it fills up. The Taltalo, Sipkatan Lamigimel, Vidavka Kishu Nosan Bimokum Shiyishivasa Kvuasham. Like we learned previously, the rule of a Graf Shel Ri'i, you're only allowed to move it if it's in a place where you are dwelling. It's a place where you're sitting, where you're eating. Demos Olov, because then it's disgusting on you. Vahave Kigraf Shel Ri'i Shetiro Lataltalo. Then it gets the status of a Graf Shel Ri'i that you're allowed to move. Lohutzio La'ashba Mipne Kvodo. To take it out to the garbage because of your honor. Imhu Omid Bimokom Shishivasa Kvusham. Again, that heter is only if the Graf Shel Ri'i is in a place where your yeshiva is there. That's where you're sitting, that's where you're eating. Kanal Basimin Shinches, Sitla Madal Ayin Sham. Like we saw earlier in Hilchos Mukza. A very interesting bi'al loch over here on page 370. Aser mishum she'en. So again, the Mechaber said you can't move a kli under a drip of water that is dirty, that's not fit for anything, because that's creating a graf shel ri'ila chadchil, which is not allowed. Says the bi'al loch, hinei ikir hatam de aser la'mido tachas adelef. The real reason, the real ikir reason why you can't put the kli under the leak is mishum she'im mevatlin kli me'echeno, because you can't cancel out a kli from its intended use. The lo yeh yecholas biyado lazizo achakach mekomo, because once the dirty water that's muktzah goes into it, you're not allowed to move it. Kevan de isbe muktzah, because now it's holding muktzah. Kedisa the gemara, like the gemara says, So why does the Mechaber only mention the reason of Graf Shel Ri'i and not Mevat HaKli Me'acheinu? If you would be allowed to make a graf shel ri'i, then having the water drip into the kli would not be canceling out the kli from its intended use, because then you'd be allowed to move it to pour it out. So therefore, only because graf shel ri'i is asur lechatchila, so therefore it has a problem of mivat kli me'acheinu. Who Kemosha Siyam Machaber Lubasaf, the Machaber ends off with. Avol, Kevan the Kaimelon, the Ain Osen Graf Sharila Chachila. Since we hold you can't make a Graf Sharila Chachila, Im Kain Harehu Muchrach Lehis Ratzos Lachachila Shiamun Oshamekvius. Therefore, you have to want that it's going to stay there permanently. Umiata Ave Shapir Bitta Klimecheno, and then it becomes an Isra Bimavata Klimecheno. So these two reasons of Graf Sharila Chachila and Bimavata Klimecheno really work together. But the Berlocha goes on and he writes, V'hinei din zeh hetek ha-mechaber me'arambam. The Mechaber is bringing this Isra down b'shem the Rambam. V'hatur polig al zeh. The Tur argues, he says, you are, yes, allowed to put a kli under a leak of dirty water. V'ayim b'tash sheherach b'zeh. Look in the Taz, who speaks at length about this. U'pasak ha-shulchan aruch ka-rambam. The Shulchan aruch passes like the Rambam. However, v'ayim b'chayolam shekosov. De'b'mikom tzarech gadol. In a time of great need, yeish lismoch al hatur. You can rely on the sheet of the Tur. The pasuk shafilu be'eno ra'ui mutter liten kli tachtav. Again, the Torah holds, even if the water is dirty, it's not fit for anything, you can place a kli underneath it. Then he writes, v'hinei ma sh'anu nuhogim lito baboke mea netila to kli av shem bevadei enem ru'im l'rechitza v'lo l'shdias behema kemuvur l'el v'sim and dalid. So here the Chafetz Chaim is bothered. When we wash negel v'aser in the morning, on Shabbos morning, we wash over a kli, and no one ever says boo, no one says it's a problem. You're washing negelvasser over a kli of dirty water, because that water gets ruach ra on it. V'chein ha-mayim ha-achronim sh'olim ato kli. And those who are washing mayim ha-achronim over a kli, that water also has a ruach ra over it. So you're making the kli underneath it, you're being mevat kli me'acheinu. So why don't we ever mention that as a problem? So al korachach, you have to say, says the Chafetz Chaim, mishum desvir lon katur. We hold like at the tour, and putting the kli under the drip of dirty water is mutter. So hu adin, you can wash negelvasa over a kli on Shabbos, you can wash ma'amachonim over a kli on Shabbos. And then he gives a second answer. Od nirali, further it seems to me, the zelo mikri en roi, negelvasa ma'amachonim, that's not called water that's not fit. De ein aleihem shum iser. There's no iser in using that water. Ela mipnei ruach ra shora aleihem. It's just that there's an evil spirit. There's a little bit heebie-jeebie. There's an evil spirit over that water. Velo mikri eino roi rakim hum ma'ora betit. It's only called not fit if it's mixed with mud. It's dirty water sheyore ben agag, which is dripping down from the roof. O sheyesh aleihem iser al kaponim midrabanan. Or there's some kind of iser midrabanan on the water. Kemo gabe tevel midrabanan sheskru aposkim. So he gives two answers why negelvasser is not a problem over a kli. Either we hold like the tour, or even if we don't hold like the tour, I like the Rambam. But the Rambam's din is only by water that's dirty, water that's aser, not water that only has a ruach ra on it. And he brings in note 36. Ubizmanenu nowadays, Rav Yashiv says, Sha'af she'enam ru'im l'shtia. Even though the water that has a ruach ra over it, you can't drink it. Hare mikol makom ru'im heim lahadia behem es beis akisa. You can use it to wash the bathroom. So the water, although it has a ruach ra on it, you're not going to drink it, but it does have a use. Like we said, even feeding it to your animals, Zagra v'yashav ruach ra on it doesn't make it off limits. You can use it to wash the bathroom, and therefore, that is considered a use, and therefore we could go even like the Rambam, and that would still be permissible. That would not be considered mivat kli me'acheinu because you are able to use that water. That concludes Simin Shin Lamed Ches, and now we begin Simin Shin Lamed Tes, Kama Dinim Pratiyim Hanohogim B'Shabbos, certain specific dinim that apply on Shabbos. Says the Mechaber Sif Aleph, Ein Roch Ver Agabe Behema. One is not allowed to ride on a behema on Shabbos. The Ramah says, "Va'ayin le'el simin shenhei sif yudches midin halichas karum." Look what we learned earlier in shenhei lagabe going in a wagon that is being led by an animal on Shabbos. The Mishabur writes in Sifkatan Aleph, "Ein rochvin le'el b'simin shenhei sif yudches bi'arti v'mishabur atam v'chol prateim." There says the Chavetz Chaim. I discussed the details, and there, if you remember, the Mishabur said the reason why a person can ride on an animal is because it might break off a branch from a tree. and want to lead the animal with it or hit the animal with it, and therefore that would be breaking a branch on Shabbos. So this is an Issa Derabbana, not to go on an animal, that you shouldn't come to the Issa Deraisa of breaking the branch of the tree. Says the Mechaber Zib Beis, Ein Shoten Al Panei Amayim, you cannot swim in water, Afilu Bavrecha Shebechotzer, even in a pool that is in a courtyard, Mitnei, because shekeshamayim ne'akarim, when the water gets uprooted from the pool, v'yotzim chutz labrecha, and it goes outside the pool, dami lenohar, it resembles a river, the flowing water outside makes it like a river. That's the iser, and we'll see the details in a second. V'im yesh lo safa saviv mutter. However, if the pool has a lip that prevents the water from spilling out, it's mutter. Tekevan dafilu nekru amayim. Because then, even if the water gets uprooted from the pool, hasofa machazeres osam umakomam, the lip of the pool puts the water right back into the pool to its place. So havale kikli, and therefore the pool gets a din of a kli. Veleka lenigzar bei shema yase chavish shel shayatim. And then there's no makom for the gzeira that you might make a raft. The reason why you're not allowed to swim on Shabbos is because if you're swimming in a large body of water, a river, a lake, there's a concern that you might make a floating device, you might make some kind of raft. So they aser in a pool, because a pool resembles a river when the water comes out. But Zakta Mechaber, if you keep the water in by making a lip around the pool, then there's no mokum from Exera. For a small pool, a person is not going to come to make a raft. That is what the Mechaber says. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Beis, Al Panei Amayim, we said you cannot swim on water. Biyodov Viraglov, talking about with your hands and your feet. Shegam Raglov Oker Minkarka Hamayim. We're talking about that you're also lifting up your feet, you're actually swimming. V'atam, the reason why this is Asar on Shabbos, is Shema Yase Chavis Shel Shayotin. You might make some kind of raft. Kedimisayim L'kamal, like the Mechaber says at the end. V'hu Kli Shel Goma. This is a vessel made of reeds, sheorgin osa, that you weave it together, v'osin kimin chavis aruka, you make it like some kind of long barrel, lilmod bo loshir al hamayim, it's some kind of raft that you use so you can learn how to swim. You hold on with your hands and you kick with your feet, it's some kind of floating device, you might make that, and it's an iser to make a kli on Shabbos. Sifkaton gimel bebrecha, they did not have swimming pools in their backyard in those days. So Zakta Mishabura, what is this pool we're talking about? Humokum kinos mayim lekvisa. We're talking about a body of water you have in the chatzer to do your laundry, olishos pishton, or to soak your flax. Sevkotan dal shebechatzer. De'ilu kishabrecha omedes bershus arabim. The Mechaber Dafka talks about this pool that's in the chatzer. Because if the pool would be in the rishus arabim, belav hochi aser. Anyway, it would be aser. Kashema yatis mayim biraglov chutzlar ba'amos. You might shoot out water with your feet more than 4 amos. If it's in Rosh Rabbim, it might be a problem of carrying 4 amos in Rosh Rabbim. We're only coming on to the gzeira that it's like a nar, and you might make a floating device. That's because it's in a Rosh Hashayachud, it's in a chatzer. Sivkotan hey, domi lanar, when the water spills out, it's like a river. Kishamayim yosim and abrechav and imshachim b'chatzer mikocho. When the water goes out of the pool and it goes into the chatzer from your power, shedoche hamayim biyodav raglu b'shayataso, because you are pushing the water with your hands and feet when you are swimming. V'havei b'chlag zeira she'ein shoten al panei hamayim, and then this pool is included in the zeira of not swimming. Shem yase chavish shayotin, you might make this raft. Sivkatan vav, if you make a safa, you make a lip around the pool that keeps the water in, then it does not resemble a nar and it's okay. Hainu ke'enk solim gevoa mikol tzad, this lip is high walls on all sides. Of course, the minhag is that we don't go swimming even in such a pool on Shabbos. The minhag is not to bathe your whole body in water on Shabbos. But the ikra halacha, you avoid the problem of swimming when you have a pool that has a lip and no water is coming out. The ikar problem with swimming is avoided, like we're discussing over here, but l'maisa, the minhag is that we don't swim on Shabbos. Says the Mechaber Vaitas of Gimel, Ein mitafchim lahakos kaf el kaf. We do not clap on Shabbos. Velo misafkin lahakos kaf al yorech. And we don't misafkin, which is to bang our hands against our thighs. Velo miraktin. And we don't dance. No clapping, no dancing on Shabbos. Why? Gzeira shem yisakin klishir. You might come to fix a musical instrument. Vafilu lahakos be'etzba lakarka, even to be hitting with your finger on the ground. O al haluach, or on a board, o achas keneged achas kederek hamishorim, or you're snapping with your fingers one against the other like those who are trying to make music. O lekashkesh beegos latinok, or you're rattling a nut for a child. O lesachek bo bizu kedesh yishtok, or you're playing around with some kind of bell so the child should be silent. Kol ze v'kayotze ba'asar, all these things that are making noise are forbidden. Gzeira shema yisaken kleishir chazal asar, all these things you might come to fix a musical instrument. Ulesape kalachayad mutter. However, if you are going to clap with a shinui kalachayad, back of one hand to the front of the other hand, that's mutter. The Ramah says, V'hod misafkin u'meraktin ha'idna, that which people are clapping and dancing nowadays, v'lo machinan behu, and we don't protest against them, mishum demutav shiu shogigin. One reason is they're doing the wrong thing. But better they should be shogig than mazid. If we tell them it's us, they're going to do it anyway. Second reason, Zakhtar Ramah, v'yesh omrim, some say, de bizman hazeh kol shari, nowadays it's all mutter. De ein anu b'kiyam basiyas kli shir. We are not experts in making musical instruments, v'leka l'migzar shem yisakin kli shir, and therefore there's no makom for the gzeira that you might fix up a musical instrument. The milsa de lo shchicho, that's something that's very uncommon. V'efsher shal zeh nogu l'hokel b'akol, and it could be for that reason we are makel on these things. Zakhtar mishaburis ev katan zayin, ein metapchim. We do not clap. Bein be'evlo u'bechamaso. Whether the person is clapping in his mourning or in his anger, lo'orer hatzar, to wake up his pain, u'bein mechama simcha, or is clapping out of joy. Either way, it is usher. V'kula mishung zera shem yisaken klishir lo'orer ha'evelo asimcha. And it's all because you might go ahead and fix a musical instrument in order to inspire your mourning or your joy. Sivkoton ches. V'lo miraktim, we don't dance. Now look at note number three, very important note. Umash nogu kayom lirkod b'siyuma shel simcha, that which we're knowing nowadays, to be dancing at the end of a simcha, or maybe during Friday night davening in some places, says Rosh Shlomo Zalman Orbach, she'ein ze rikod ha'aser, that's not the dancing that's aser. Sharei ein osin but tenuos hamiyuchados l'rikud. We're not making real dancing moves. V'lochein ein ze nechshav eloka licha b'magal. It's called walking in a circle, it's not called dancing. Therefore, Zakhar Shlomo Zalman, others, that what we do nowadays many times when they're walking on the bima, that's not called dancing, and that's why many are noeg heter. But Zakhtar Mishaburis of Katun Ches. Uviyom Simchas Teira, Mutter Lurakid Bishosh Shomrim Kilusim de Torah Mishum Kavarat Teira. On Simchas Torah, you are allowed to dance at the time when you're saying praises of the Torah because of the honor of the Torah. Kevan delays bazel mishum shvus, since the whole problem is a shvus, it's an isad rabbanon, so b'mokom kavarat Torah, they will matir it. Avol, bishar simcha shomitzah kungo minisuim, by other types of simcha shomitzah, like a marriage, afilu hachi asr, it is still asr. V'gam l'chvorat Torah, ein kadai lahatir, elo tipuach v'rikud. And even when it comes to kavarat Torah, it's only mutter to clap and dance. V'lo kishkush b'pamonim v'zogim, not ringing any kind of bells or making other kinds of musical instrument noises. V'kol shekein shar klei shir da'asr, certainly other real instruments are forbidden. Sivkotan test, we said even snapping is usher. Kigon elu shemakin ba'ama al ha'agudo b'ni'ima. Like those who are knocking together their middle finger with their thumb to make noise. Va'usim bazet nuos arevos, and they make a pleasant sound. That's not allowed. V'zeo shesiyem kederach ha'mishorim. That's what the Mechaber means when he ends off saying, like those who are making song. V'im'ose zeh b'choska kedei lahakitz l'chaveru mishenoso. If you try to wake someone up, so you're snapping to wake him up out of his slumber. You're not trying to make music. Mashma mi magen Avram deshari. The mashmos of the magen Avram is that snapping to wake someone up or get someone's attention is permissible. The lav derech shirhu. That's not a way of song, and that's mutter according to the magen Avram. However, achin lefi mashe bir b'tosef shabbos shitas Rashi. Based on how the Sefer Tosef Shabbos explains Rashi, it's mashma de la Rashi gam bezei yeish lachmir. His understanding of Rashi is that it's mashma from Rashi that even just snapping to wake someone up is something one should be machmir about. V'chein mashma pir megadim. So too it is mashma pir megadim. So the Magen Avraham says it's mutter. Rashi and pir megadim seem to say that it is usser. Sivkotan yud. We said that because nowadays we wouldn't know how to fix a musical instrument anyway, therefore the Ramah ended up and said, Efsher shalzeh nagu l'hokel bakol. Maybe that's why we're knowing to be lenient by everything. Zakta mishabura hai l'hokel bakol. What does it mean we're lenient by everything? Koi al tipuach v'sipuk v'rikud. It's only going back on the clapping, the banging your hands on your thighs, and the dancing. V'lo al sha'or dvarim and the skarim b'sif zeh. Not the other things that are mentioned in the sif, just those three things. Va'afivu b'tipuach v'rikud. And even when it comes to clapping and dancing, ein kedai l'haniach ha'minog shelo b'mko mitzvah. It's not kedai to leave off the minog of iser, unless it is a situation of a mitzvah, elu mishum hanachlam, except for the reason of, better they should be shogi than mezid. There's one very important note that I want to end with, and that is note number 8. A note that quotes Igros Moshe. V'afal pi shela'achar shenimnu chachamim al dover yasruhu. Even though, after Chazal took a vote, and they answered something, like clapping and dancing, ein lahatiro afin batalatam. What kind of business is this? Chazal make an Isser, even if the reason that they said for the Isser is no longer applicable, the Isser still applies. So, Frek Ramosha, what are we saying? Nowadays, we anyway can't fix a musical instrument, so it's mutter. What do you mean? Chazal answered it. Just because the reason they revealed is not negay now doesn't mean that the Isser goes away. So, writes the Igros Moshe, Shekevan shebiyameinu batlatam, since nowadays the reason for the takana is no longer applicable, nechshav adover ki'ilu biyameinu lo poshta takana. It's considered as if nowadays the takana never spread out. V'afshar lo hitiru chachamim es adover, even though the chachamim never came and were matter it, mikomokom still, kevan sheyadua shegam bizman ha'takana hayu nechshalim v'ovrim al-isser zeh, since it is known that even in the zman ha'takana, people were being nechshal and they were doing this aveira, like we said, better they should be shogig than mezid, vaday shehoyu kol ha'chachamim sheba'olam maskimim lahatir es adover. It's for sure that all the chachamim, if they were around nowadays, they would all agree to be matir this matter. And therefore it's considered as if they were matir it. This is how Rav Moshe is explaining the Ramah. In his second reason, the first reason we're doing it is because we're making a mistake. But the second reason the Ramah is saying is the reason is not Nogea, we don't know how to fix musical instruments anyway. Frek Rav Moshe, what do you mean? That's not a heter. So Rav Moshe in this tshuva is trying to explain why that is a heter, because ke'ilu, if everyone was around now from those days, they would totally be matir it, because number one, the whole Isser is not Nogea. In the olden days when it was Nogea, people were messing up big time, and therefore since everyone would agree to be matir, nowadays as ke'ilu they were matir it, and that is the explanation the Rav Moshe gives to the Ramah. We will stop here and continue with Shem tomorrow with Sif Dalet.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.